Hello, Brewer Man. Welcome back. You're with Matty J, broadcasting live here from Radio Galari on the Lunchtime Request. We're here to chat next to our guest, Gordon. Gordon joins us from the Kimberley Community Alcohol and Drug Service and is here to talk about a program called Recovery Mob. The Kimberley Community Alcohol and Drug Service is commonly referred to as KCADS, and KCADS is one part of the Integrated Kimberley Mental Health Drug Service. KCADS provides drug and alcohol counselling support and prevention activities across the Kimberley, and KCADS is supporting the Recovery Mob to promote self-help in a supportive group setting. We're joined now by Gordon to help us learn a bit more about what the Recovery Mob program is. Hello, Gordon, and what could you tell us about the Recovery Mob program?
Hi, Matt. Great to talk with you. The Recovery Mob is a support group that provides people who are concerned about their relationship with alcohol or drugs to come and be in a safe place to talk about their drug alcohol use and to learn ways to live with or change their use.
And how would someone know if their drug or alcohol use is actually a problem?
That's actually probably quite easy if you think about what happens. So maybe it's something like you have a drink and then you realise you have no money for food or rent. That's a pretty logical relationship, really. Or maybe you realise that after using you are getting into arguments. Sometimes it might be friends or family telling you things you did when drunk but you didn't remember. Or other times it might be you're feeling crook. Your belly is telling you something. You're feeling crook all the time, or your body is giving you signs that it's not well, or you start seeing things that are not there. So it's those sort of things, really.
And I guess as far as other support groups that already exist, what's different about Recovery Mob? How's Recovery Mob different than some of the other support groups that are already out in communities and across the Kimberley?
Well, the main difference with the Recovery Mob group, it's what we call a harm minimisation group. And what we mean by that is the focus is to help people to find their own way through their drinking to make the changes they want to make. And so that may not necessarily mean they stop using drugs or they stop drinking alcohol. Basically, it's about giving them a place where they can come and discuss making changes as they want to make those changes and find their ways through that. And explore how they might do that. So it's not saying you've got to be abstinent first or you've got to stop drinking first or everything's got to be perfect first before you come along to this. People come along who might still be using and still having some trouble with it, but they come along and exploring those problems of how they might deal with it.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So the first step, whether you are still, using drugs or alcohol, is about having that space to talk and open up and I guess be more aware about the issues and your behaviour around drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, it's looking at that. It's sort of being able to say in a safe place, well, this is a problem for me and I want to try and rectify this problem, or I don't know how to rectify this problem. What are the ideas? And then talking with other people who are having a similar experience and bouncing around ideas and finding what works and running with that, or might find out, no, that didn't work, and come back and have another conversation around it. So do they find something that does work? It's not just click the switch and all stops and everything's hunky-dory. It doesn't quite work like that.
Yeah, so I guess, as mentioned, the conversation is really the start of the changes, but really the big thing is what happens after those conversations and the changes you make. So I guess my next question is, once people come to you, how are you helping people to make the changes they want to make in their lives regarding drugs and alcohol?
Yeah, look, that's an important question. The real conversation happens around those things that you just said. What changes can the people make? What do they want to make? And how can they make those changes? How do they solve the problems that perhaps the drugs are causing? Or maybe reducing those problems or reducing the drugs so they have a clearer head to talk about those problems. So it's coming along and saying, sort of saying, these are the problems, this is what's happening, and finding a way to change that. Like, I go out to a party and I say to myself, I'm going to have 4 drinks, and I end up having 10. How can I hold myself to the fore? What might be a way of doing that? Or how could I do that? That sort of thing, talking about those problems to try and manage it in a way.
Yeah, and what I've heard about Recovery Mob is that it's actually a peer-led support group. So I was wondering how that might work. So people are actually coming to each other, their other peers, for support and sort of discussion and having these talks then?
Yeah, there's two of us that are involved in running Smart Recovery, and yes, we work in a drug alcohol program, we're drug alcohol counsellors, but we're not there from a therapeutic or a counselling perspective. Our role is to provide a safe and supportive environment where the people coming along can attend and feel safe to talk about their issues with each other as much or to us. And so what we mean by the peer support is that people are building friendships and support with a group of people who want to make a change. And what we hope will happen in that is that they build enough support that they might start touching base with each other outside the times we meet, that they become this ongoing support for them to make those sorts of changes. And it's also sitting with people who are struggling with the same thing. You know, and in that there's a knowing. Because you've been through that, there's a knowing that can't be got any other way about how or what the problem is. And that shared knowing sometimes, that shared understanding, can be the healer, can be a real help. Yeah, so it's that sort of stuff, I think.
Yeah, no, I really like the sound of that, and having that constant connection with your other peers, someone else you can lean on, build support from, I think is a great model moving forward for addressing these issues. I do have another couple of questions for you, Gordon. It sounds like, you know, regarding this program, you want people to get help from each other so that they can be their own recovery mates, as we just discussed.
Yeah, that's what we're sort of pointing to, is that they become their buddies around this change, and they're building that sort of support and being able to catch up with each other. And I think it puts it in a real place, you know, that being that buddy. And some of that might even happen later in the day than what our hours are and those sort of things. So it becomes that more personalised way, I think, of supporting each other. We want people to be able to build that support for themselves. Yeah.
And who can actually access the Recovery Mob program, and is there a cost involved?
Right, it's open to anyone. Anyone that lives in the Broome Township, or anyone who can get there, they're welcome to come along, no matter what their lived experience is. I guess just to clarify one thing around that, we are working with chemical addictions. We're not working with sort of other addictions like food addictions or gambling. So it is chemical addictions. And we meet on a Monday night between 5 and 7 at the Broome Recovery Centre, which is in 39 Forest Street in Broome. And we gather for a cup of tea at 5, set the room up, then we sit down and sort of have a bit of a chat. We have a bit of a structure to go through, but sometimes that gets changed or gets altered. People, if they want to know a little bit more about it, they're welcome to ring me. And my number is 0891952433. So they're more than welcome to give me a ring and say, hey, look, what's it about? How do I get there? And we do have a vehicle available to us that we can pick people up if that's something that's needed as well. So anyone's welcome to come along and join in.
Yes, it's a great sounding program for anyone who does want to get that support and, you know, address some of these issues regarding drug and alcohol use. And as mentioned by Gordon, they meet 5 to 7pm at the Broome Recovery Centre, 39 Forest Street, on a Monday night. And you can even contact for more information. And as you heard, they even offer lifts as well. The contact number again is 0891952433. And finally, Gordon, a couple of last questions is, what if someone feels too shamed to share their experience? You know, they want to come down, but they feel a bit shame about opening up.
Well, they can talk with us or they can rock up. They don't have to jump in and share everything at once. They can come in and get a sense of whether they feel okay in the group and, you know, just sit there and be there and just get a feel for the group. And then, you know, when they feel ready to do their own sharing. So, you know, if someone wants to say pass, particularly initially, I'm just sitting here. I just want to hear what's being said. That's fine. So, people can come along and basically work at their own pace and work out a way that suits them to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, so that sounds great. So people would be able to come down and work at their own pace, the pace they feel comfortable at.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's important. What's important is that, you know, people are experiencing this as a safe place to come and be, where they can come and share what it is they need to share. And that's that sense of safety, respect, confidentiality, I think is really important in that sort of process. Yeah.
Well, thanks again, Gordon. We've been speaking to Gordon. He's from the Kimberley Community Alcohol and Drug Service, here to talk to us today about Recovery Mob, which is a program that is available now. If you want to get involved and address some issues regarding drug and alcohol use, don't forget, it's down at Monday nights from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Broome Recovery Centre, 39 Forest Street here in Broome. Gordon, is there a final word you'd like to put out there to any of our listeners?
Look, if people want to make an inquiry, check us out. By all means, give us a ring. Don't feel shame about coming and giving us a ring. And I think the other important thing around this is that recovery, it's sort of like two steps forward, sometimes one step back. And so I often say to people, you know, you make a promise to yourself or promise to other people about what you want to change and it doesn't work. Well, okay, but it hasn't worked. Let's put it on the table. Let's discuss it again. There's no mistake. It's a learning process. So it's not about making people feel bad or guilty or small because something hasn't worked. It's about being respectful and feeling safe and supporting and encouraging people.